big win for those Philadelphia Eagles. And I'll tell you what, if you like defense, this was your kind of game. Turnovers, sacks, a great performance by the Philadelphia Eagles. The first quarter was a quarter of turnovers, the first five possessions. Let's take a look at the first Eagles turnover, which was an end zone interception by Rodney McLeod. Now what you're going to see here, and here's McLeod, he's deep right here. What the Eagles are playing is what we call man free. So they're playing man to man across the board, with McLeod being the single deep safety. He's the single high safety. It's a condensed field in the red zone. Now, here's the receiver that Bradford's going to want to get to. There's the route. This is Nolan Carroll. Now, what's interesting here, let's clear the screen and we're going to run this. We're not going to get to the pressure yet. Let's run this. So right now, freeze it. Bradford's looking to make this throw right there. This throw, even without pressure, is not there because of McLeod. McLeod is sitting right in the middle reading Bradford. He'd be able to take away that throw. So let's clear the screen. You'll see what happens. It's an interception by McLeod. Beautiful job. Now let's take a look at Brandon Graham in the pass rush. Right here is Graham. He's going to be working against the right tackle, Clemmings. Now, this is really good pass rush, working inside. He beats Clemmings quickly. Clear the screen. You'll see that. And what this does, obviously, is the forces the ball to go straight up in the air. But this was a throw that would not have been there anyway. Really good job both on the pass rush end and on the back end by McLeod to make the interception. We're going to show you the first Eagles touchdown of the game. It was Josh Huff's kickoff return, and it really changed everything about this game. The Vikings had just kicked a field goal. They kicked off, and Josh Huff changed it all, but he didn't do it by himself. As we take a look at this play, and we're going to get a feel for how this was blocked. So let's see how it goes, and we'll show you the blocks. In many ways, a play like this is almost like a running play with lead blocks, and you can see right here, you're going to see the first lead block here, that's by Selleck. A second lead block right here, and that's by Zach Ertz. So we're going to show you those again. It's like a running play. And then let's look right here. Look what you get here. You get seals inside, Jalen Watkins and Marcus Smith. So you, in a sense, you get two lead blocks and a seal. Exactly what I said. It's almost like a running play. So let's clear the screen. You'll see how this works. It's really done beautifully. Look at the hole now set up. You can see Huff. Beautifully done. And again, he makes the kicker miss. That's expected for a return man. But think of it that way, just like a running play. Lead blocks, seals, you create the alley. Beautifully executed kickoff return touchdown for Josh Huff. That seemed to change everything about this game in the Eagles' favor. One of the things that really stood out in this game, almost right from the start, was the blitz frequency of the Philadelphia Eagles. Through the games prior to this, the Eagles had not been a high percentage blitz defense. Jim Schwartz, in fact, the D coordinator, it was a lot of coverage, not a lot of pressure. In this game against the Vikings, Schwartz really upped his blitz tempo. And here's a great example of that, and this is a really interesting play for a number of reasons. Number one, the Eagles are in base personnel. These are all linebackers. They're in their 4-3. A lot of teams do not blitz very much at a base personnel. The second thing that really stands out here and is an alert for an offense, or it should be, here's Rodney McLeod. Rodney McLeod in their base defense is rarely on the line of scrimmage. He is normally the deep safety. So this is an alert. We're going to clear the screen but not move it just yet because we're going to show what they do here. We're going to see McLeod. He's going to blitz. We're going to see Kendricks. He's going to blitz. This will be a zone blitz concept from the field, the wide side of the field. And with a zone blitz concept, what normally happens is a defensive end drops out. So here's Brandon Graham. He's going to drop out. So let's clear the screen now, and you'll see exactly what happens here. This is beautifully done. Freeze it right here. Perfect. Because what happens here, the Vikings actually have enough people to pick this up. But what happens is McLeod, working against a much slower tackle, offensive tackle, is able to beat Clemmings around the corner. And he's able to sack Sam Bradford, causes a fumble. Bo Allen will pick it up, and it's another turnover for the Eagles. This has been a game where the Eagles, through pressure defense, through really good play by their D-line as well, have been able to create turnovers. Let's go early third quarter. We're going to continue to see the Eagles be very aggressive with their pressure concepts. And this play, very, very interesting what they did here. We talk about zone blitzes where five rush overall. This is going to be what we call a zone exchange, which means a second level defender rushes, but a defensive lineman drops out, so only four rush. We call that a zone exchange when a second level defender is added. And that's going to be Nigel Bradham right here. He's going to rush, but Fletcher Cox right here, he's going to drop. So essentially, it's a four-man rush. But again, you're adding a linebacker. So let's clear the screen. We'll start this play. Really well done. Watch what happens. Bradham right here, clean through. Now you get him on a back. That's really what you're looking for here. The back does an excellent job, but now you've got a quick, fast linebacker against a back. And Bradham does a really, really good job. We'll clear it, and you'll see what happens. He's able to beat Asiata, and he's able to sack Sam Bradford. Part of a day in which the Eagles really increased their blitz frequency and had success. Let's take a look at the touchdown from Carson Wentz to Doriel Green Beckham. It made it 18-3, and at that point, it sure had the feel of an Eagles victory, which it turned out to be. Now, let's take a look at what it was. It's a two-man route concept right down here. Here's Doriel Green Beckham. Here is Jordan Matthews. Now, what they're going to run is what we often call smash. What's going to happen here is Matthews is going to run a corner route. Doriel Green Beckham is going to run kind of a slant route inside. Now, this had the feel defensively of a man coverage look. And the reason I say that is really look at Captain Munnerling in the slot over Matthews, because what he's going to do is turn his back and run with Matthews, and that's a man look defensively. But what's interesting about this is Terrence Newman over here, he's playing far off Green Beckham and basically giving him the slant. So let's clear the screen. You'll see exactly what I mean. As we run this, you'll see the two-man route concept. You see the two-man route concept. Boom, freeze it right here. See, we see that Marlin ran with Matthews. And then Newman right here, he is so far off Green Beckham. This is really pitch and catch right here. But Eric Kendricks came in late, but he's not really involved in this coverage other than reading Wentz and the throw. But this, let's clear it and we'll finish out the play. So this was really well done. Excellent timing here. That's critical on a throw like this in the red zone. It's a little tighter. Spacing, you've got to throw with great timing, great accuracy. Carson Wentz did that to Doriel Green Beckham. The first Eagles touchdown for Green Beckham, 18-3 Eagles.